Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
A scandal of the century. This House Oversight Committee, reportedly.
Yeah.
Top Biden administration officials misused executive authority, took actions without then President Joe Biden's authorization as his mental acuity declined. And as his mental acuity declined, their power increased. Mm-hmm. Biden, this is from the report, Biden's inner circle hid the extent of his mental decline from the American people and exercised executive authority by abusing the president's auto pen and taking advantage of the lax chain of command. That's according to the reports by the House Oversight Committee.
Now, if that is true, that is certainly almost a coup.
Yeah. No, and you can see it. And I can remember explaining this during the Biden administration without even knowing this. The reason that you didn't see Barack Obama as radical as he was doing the things you saw Biden do is Obama wanted the mansion on Martha's Vineyard. He wanted to be able to do interviews. He wanted to be able to credibly appear in public. But with Joe Biden, the people who wanted to do really bad things to America showed trials and jailed the entire Republican Party ecosystem, as we're now finding out overnight in Arctic Frost, turned the FBI into the Stasi. Jackboot thugs but did you hear that what came out, by the way, in Arctic Frost? They were investigating a Republican grassroots organizer who runs a very large grassroots operation because he's, they claim, a fan of Putin and does not like the FBI. That's their own internal documents.
Okay, those, as you mentioned in several different circumstances, that may not sound nice, but where's the crime?
Yeah, he called the FBI goons in a post. This is part of their argument.
Well, then,
for getting the warrants to spy on him.
If that's the case, then there are numerous Congress people, liberal media hosts who ought to be investigated for talking about ICE and Border Patrol. Because they're saying that, and in fact, a governor, Pritzker, he's saying the very same thing.
So when you look at like why they were going after the entire Republican ecosystem, censoring anybody criticizing them, particularly people writing effectively about their crimes, like Real Clear Politics. They were doing all of these things that Obama, opening the borders, Obama only dreamed about. But if you've got Joe Biden in the corner drooling and eating ice cream and getting to go to the beach every weekend, yeah, Joe, go to the beach again. We got a handle. Don't worry about it, buddy. The people who were nameless wouldn't have to take the fall for all of these things that happened. It gave them tremendous power, but it also gave the Democrat Party tremendous power because they could jettison him. And I thought, oh, that wasn't us. That was old Joe. He is just a little senile. He didn't mean to let 12 million people in to vote for us. Sorry. Rush Limbaugh predicted this. He predicted right after the election, I can remember the show him talking about this, that they would use Biden. But this is why they wanted Biden so badly. Because there was nobody like him. I've often wondered why, as Biden was so unpopular, remember his campaign was on death watch. Literally, the media was joking about it. He wouldn't, and back in 2019, we had an open IRS investigation for money laundering into Joe and Hunter. We know that now, right? Why would the FBI, the IRS, go so far as to gag the agents who had the evidence that the $30 million from the Chinese, $3 million of it went to Joe Biden? He is the big guy. Why would they gag them so they couldn't even speak for years? Why would they make sure Joe was viable and made it over the finish line so they could use him exactly like this? They would have, Lee, total compromise on him. They would piggyback on the compromise the Chinese already had. It had to be Joe. I've always wondered about this. See, Americans don't understand it. They think, oh, well, the FBI, you know, covered up the laptop, lied, hid the laptop, which they had in their possession since 2019, hid the money laundering and the foreign bribery investigation that were well underway because he's a Democrat. No, they did all of this in 2019. Campaign in search of 2020 officially. There are plenty of other great Democrats. They could have gone with Buttigieg. They could have gone with Klobuchar, who were polling higher, by the way, at the time. Had to be Joe. Why? They could control him. They had compromise. I said, look at the Chinese. They got compromise. We'll just piggyback on that. We do whatever we want. FBI could do whatever we want. We'll be off the chain. So could the Democrat Party. It had to be Joe. Nobody else would allow them to destroy themselves this way. And the senility, which was present during the campaign, was an added bonus, Lee.
Yep.
The more he drooled, the more demented he got, the more powerful they were. He was a tool they could jettison and blame everything on and actually get everything done.
But of course, they were denying that this was going on while it
yes.
was happening. It was Biden was simply an avatar.
Yes, that's it. Perfect word.
He basically could be inserted whenever they need to show presidential authority and then removed from the situation when they didn't want it.
And because of that, they had to conceal the extent of his mental decline, according to the report. Through, listen to this, scripted messaging, controlled public appearances, and limited access. In fact, part of the reason they actually built that, remember that fake Oval Office that they built across the street? Was so they could keep him over there and out of the White House while they worked.
Probably thought he was in the White House.
No, it's like geriatric daycare.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it literally was. Yeah. You know, Lee, he might, at times toward the end there, when he had that vacant look, he might not have realized he wasn't in the White House. Staffers controlled Biden's daily activities, appearances, and workload to prevent the public from seeing his diminishing mental capacity.
You mentioned workload. And I'm sorry, I don't want to distract you, but look at the difference between the Biden administration and what was going on with Avatar Joe.
Yeah.
And what Donald Trump is doing just today. Donald Trump today has done more than Biden did in a whole quarter. I mean, you look at all the meetings he's going through, this whole Asian Pacific trip. And this is on top of trying to negotiate a some type of peace in Ukraine and Russia, trying to keep the ceasefire going in the Middle East, doing trade deals here and there, taking out narco terrorists in the Caribbean, in the the Gulf of America, and it's just all of this going on. And if you look back on the Biden administration, they were putting a lid on him at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and look, thank God again that Kamala Harris didn't win because. All of this stuff that you're seeing Donald Trump do is not even really his job. He doesn't, in other words, it's not something you'd require a president to do. These trade deals and what he is doing brilliantly, he's basically locking up all these trade deals, South Korea, Japan, Australia, showing China.
Yes.
We can get rare earth minerals.
Yes.
We can do it. So you better come to the table. What did she would have done none of this. In fact, you would have seen her put more restrictions, as Joe Biden did, on rare earth minerals. I mean, we only had two major mines. He put one of them off limits for 20 years.
And would not have been doing anything to try to rectify the situation and put any pressure on China to change their behavior. They would be encouraging it.
And we need those minerals. I mean, we can't even build basic military hardware without them. We'd have to ask China's permission. So When you look at what's going on, and here, Trump learned from something, okay? Because when you look at what happened this summer, just to set this whole thing up, I made a huge deal out of it. The New York Post did a very good job of covering it. What happened was Trump was driving home that trade deal with 100% profit, right? I'm sorry, 150% tariff, right? Mm-hmm. He brought China to the table. But then, you know what China did? They pulled rank and said, all right, we'll shut down the pipeline of rare earths. And then the stories began to come out in the Wall Street Journal. Oh my gosh, our auto assembly lines will begin to shut down by July.
Yeah.
They won. He had to back off. You know, mm-hmm. He's backed off the tariffs, and people have kind of made fun of him for like, oh, he's not serious. But he had to back off or American auto production was going to stall. And look at what the Chinese did. When they came back to the table, and they won that round. Because Joe Biden, the Democrats, and stupid environmental policy for years. That's why, I mean, Trump inherited that, right?
Yes.
So what happened was the Chinese said, okay, what we'll do is we'll provide the rare earths for your top three auto manufacturers, but nobody else. That was the deal in the summer.
Yeah.
So Trump has had to regroup, go cut trade deals, you know, concerning rare earth minerals all over the earth. Cut a deal to basically reshore with Tim Cook, open the Arizona facility that will make those semiconductor chips. So we're basically bringing the whole Taiwanese production line to America. They own it, but they'll employ Americans. Then he had to cut all the trade deals to secure the rare earth minerals. This is what he's been doing since his loss this summer. And we needed to take that loss to see, because China was forced to put their cards on the table. So
he's conducting an economic world war.
He is. Oh, my gosh. That's perfect. An economic world war. Can I use that for my Battleground
you
podcast?
You go right ahead.
I'm going to write that down.
That's my sole contribution for the day.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, he is. So he had to regroup and lock this in. And we've seen the $50 million here, you know, $100 million there, investments by the Pentagon in these mining companies, right? All of this stuff is not super sexy. But when you put it all together, now he sits down with Xi and says, we can get rare earth minerals. Now let's talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's walk back, shall we, for a moment, because I remember what this was like covering this day in and day out. To March, April, when it was reported as fact across all of the mainstream media, and really it was even Fox Business. I mean, Cheryl Cassoni was like having a funeral on a daily basis. It was worse than the rest of the media, everyone from CNN, Business, CNBC, all of them. It was reported as fact. I remember doing a Battleground America podcast about it. that we were going to have a stock market crash on par with the Great Recession because of tariffs. No other view was allowed. And the only difference when the guests on the shows were arguing was how big of a disaster the tariffs would be. But everyone was in agreement they'd be a disaster, but there was no other thought process. I just went and pulled, just for kicks, some of the headlines from back then, from March and April. Tariffs contributed to the Great Depression. Here's what's next. Highest tariffs since Great Depression. What that means for stocks? Massive crash coming. How Trump tariffs shock compares to worst stock market crashes in history. That's Newsweek. The New York Times, the danger of the coming market melt-up. And remember what happened. They did tank the market a bit for a while, but it was institutional investors, the hedge funds, pulling it out. One of the most incredible clips I've ever played on this show was Scott Bessent explaining, oh, now, if you dig into Goldman Sachs data, 97% of mom and pops, just people who have stocks in their 401ks, rolled their eyes and didn't sell. And that is what kept the stock market crash that they were trying to engineer at the big hedge funds from happening. The fact that the trust in the media, all media, including financial media, had so eroded that when they said market crash, market crash, market crash, market crash, worse than the Great Depression, everyone went, yeah, okay, all right. I got stuff to do this afternoon. Yeah, no, I'm not selling my stock. Thanks. Nice for trying. And so they all began to sell off because they can do that. And the market went down. And look, folks, had it been 2020, had we still had a news-controlled environment by the FBI, I think we would have had a market crash. But we didn't. We didn't have that market crash. And everybody's forgotten about those months of reporting, except maybe economist Professor Peterson, who did this week.
New numbers say inflation is cooling again 6 months into tariffs that were supposed to send us into hyperinflation. And cat food for grandma, guess it was transitory. Last week, the notorious Bureau of Labor Statistics released CPI inflation for September. Inflation for the month came in at 0.3%, down from 0.4% last month. This sparked a rally in stocks since it's a green light for the Fed to keep cutting rates, with markets expecting two more cuts by the end of the year, which would basically take us to neutral.
None of that is supposed to happen. But that was supposed to be tariff-mageddon. Nobody, we were all going to die. The stock market was going to crash. The end was coming. We were going to see stock market lows that we haven't seen in perhaps decades. How's it going? Trump took a moment in South Korea to remind us all.
New highs in the stock markets, all of them. Every market's hit new highs. And they have, I think, 48 times since I've been 9 months. We've hit 48 times we've hit new highs. And many of you are investors in the United States from the standpoint of stocks. You put a lot of money in our stocks, so you're doing very well. I'd like to congratulate you. In some cases, you've doubled your money in about a year. And I'm very impressed with you. Your voters are very impressed with you. But we've done amazingly well. I don't think there's ever been anything like it. And we're over $17 trillion, probably up to $18 trillion of investment. In the last 4 years of the last administration, there were less than a trillion. And we're over $17 trillion. We're close to $18. I think we're going to be $21 or $22 trillion by the time I finish my first year. And there's never been anything like that for any country, not even close. And part of that is the national security, you know, given to us by the tariffs, properly used tariffs, very properly used. And other countries, as you know, have used them against us, but we never chose to use them very much. And we should have. And it's made a big difference. Our country is thriving. I think we have the hottest country anywhere in the world. And a year ago, we were a very troubled nation, but we're not anymore. So
yesterday in the Senate, desperate cry for help by the Uniparty as five rhinos voted with the Democrats to kill Trump's Brazil tariffs. Why would they do this? To signal to the Supreme Court, hey, yeah, there's congressional opposition to these tariffs. Look, we can put together a majority. Mitch McConnell, who, like Joe Biden, also doesn't know where he is. Couldn't answer a simple question earlier in the week and then fell flat on his face. Can't walk. He cannot walk away. He's got to have the two staffers by his side to walk. Senate on Tuesday voted 52-48 to nuke President Trump's 50% tariff on Brazil. Why do they do that? Again, to signal to the Supreme Court, because there's a critical tariff case before them, that, hey, Congress is not on board with these tariffs. Please make them go away. Trump is winning too much. We cannot have an economic boom because that is a bust for the Uniparty. Who voted for this? But these are all but one, all Bush people. The remaining Bush bulwark. They're like economic suicide bombers. Mitch McConnell, who may or may not have realized how he voted yesterday. Lisa Murkowski, who's a Democrat from Alaska, running as a Republican. Susan Collins from Maine. Tom Tillis, who's just pure unadulterated evil and never really has been a Republican. I know him personally. Used to cover him as a reporter when he's been in the state legislature there. He was a disaster then. He's even worse now. And Rand Paul, who's lost his mind. Just generally lately. So what is this? The Uniparty saying in its last gasp effort to fight populism, to keep the borders open, to exfiltrate our manufacturing, because that is their program. That's what they get paid for. That's the source of their cash and their donations. Please, they're saying to the Supreme Court, please stop Trump's tariffs. He's doing too much winning. So that speech you just heard there by Trump, he was with the South Koreans, but it was directed at the Supreme Court. They take away his powers. Now, doing these trade deals is going to be very, very hard. Winning is going to be hard. And that's what the Uniparty wants.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, there's a lot of non-ICE news today. A lot of people are taking their eyes off what's going on in Chicago and Portland, but we're going to stay laser focused on it as we have been for the last 3 months when no one was talking about this, because let me tell you what, something historic is about to happen. And what it does, I want you to understand everything that's gone before it. This is going to be George Floyd historic. What they need is a kill. They desperately need one of these ICE agents to have to kill either a protester or a violent illegal immigrant. These crowds are getting insane. Laura Ingraham had a great shot actually from Texas earlier this week. where they're still tracking these agents somehow, and they show up to pick somebody up. This guy was a multiple-time deportee. They can barely get in and out of the house that they're extracting him from because of the size of the crowd and its violence. They're throwing things. So in Chicago, where, keep in mind, Greg Bovino, there's a reason the Democrats are targeting him. They know the cartels have an active hit on his head. And yet they are calling him out more and more and more and more. They want him dead. They want him killed. And they want him killed because they now see the 175,000 applications for the 10,000 ICE positions. So you're talking about, this is going to be a very elite force that everyone's going to want to join. It's going to be like special forces. I'm serious. That's what it will be if Trump stays in office long enough. Everybody wants to fight for their country. In a way, you can't even really do in the military because this is on the streets of America. And the Democrats are desperate to stop this, desperate to keep their shadow nation, and they need the imagery of an ICE agent killed. They also need the imagery of ICE, hurting or killing someone. So what they're trying to do is take away non-lethal means. In other words, the effective way these agents have been using tear gas, yeah, not a lot of fun to get tear gas, but doesn't kill you either. Doesn't permanently damage you. And managing to save themselves from these crowds that surround them, throw rocks, bricks, and come at them with knives. So this lunatic liberal judge has barred ICE from using tear gas. And what has happened in the Chicago media is that they got a clip of Greg Bovino throwing the tear gas and others of his agents throwing them. But what they don't show in the media is what happened beforehand. The judge is ruling based off of lying mainstream media clips, which is how we got to hear from Fox News.
As the Trump administration is cracking down on illegal aliens, driving the left crazy, of course, an activist judge is cracking down on immigration agents. This Obama-appointed judge, Sarah Ellis, ordered Border Patrol Commander-at-Large Greg Bovino to report to her every day at 6 p.m. for the next week to, I guess, explain agents' actions that Democrats are calling abusive. He was originally called to testify today over claims he used tear gas for no reason and without warning. We're talking about Bovino there. Now, understand this. An unelected federal judge is in no position to dictate crowd control measures. Period. End of story. It's not his or her role.
Okay. Even the local Chicago media, in one article, it was the only one I was able to find where they actually had what precipitated this, admits they came at Greg Bovino and the other ICE agents, massive crowd, okay? They are way outnumbered by this crowd. Came at them with a knife and throwing rocks and bricks. So what's her beef? Well, she told them not to use tear gas unless there was two warnings. She just ruled, listen to this, a warning does not consist of saying, as they did, get back or leave. You must tell people what you are going to do before you do it so people have the opportunity to comply. This isn't what I've seen in the video. So the guys were saying, leave, back up. She said, no, we have to explain, you're going to use tear gas. So he has to come report to her. Listen to what it takes in Democrat and cartel-controlled America, which is Chicago. 110,000 gangsters on the streets of Chicago, according to Kash Patel, just for Greg Bovino to enter and exit the courtroom with the price on his head, it's $10,000. They're offering, by the way, the cartel $2,000 if you can kidnap him and torture him. I don't know what he's doing with his family. I don't know where they are. Hope they're safe. Listen to this from local media. Surrounded by a large number of federal officers, this is what it takes for him to go to and from the court, Greg Bovino entered and left Chicago's federal courthouse among a loud chorus of jeers and taunts directed at him by the assembled protesters who outnumbered the feds surrounding him. So he needs the feds to protect him from the crowds, but also the cartels, which we learned last week, the big hits, 50,000, bounties, they're coming from the cartels. Down in Mexico. Now think about what the Democrats are doing here to try to get the kill. She orders him to come in every day at 6 p.m. every day. So what? So they know where he is. Greg Bovino, you know the guy with the hit? Yeah, human rights abuser, that guy. Yeah, he'll be at this court at 6 p.m. every night. He can't move back and forth without being, this is America, this is in Mexico, oh my Lord. They're trying to get him killed. And Pritzker's out there every day, the governor, using his name. Anyway, Laura Ingraham showed the rock, brick, and knife attack. So understand, you can come at Greg Bovino and ICE agents who you outnumber with knives, rocks, and bricks. And they are to stand there and inform you. Next will be the tear gas. Twice. You know how quick you could put a knife in someone? Which is the idea. So here's Laura Ingraham. You can't see it, but you can hear it. You can get an idea of what's happening.
Transport one will start getting swarmed over here. Please advise that we are blocked in.
Back up, back up.
These agitators keep getting in the faces of agents, trying to provoke them, swarming them over and over. And the agents are yelling for backup. Then came the rocks. The first was thrown at agents where Bovino was actually standing. And video provided by DHS appears to show fireworks were shot toward the agents as well. You can hear the sounds popping.
Get off the street! Get off the street! Get off the street! Get off the street!
And a second rock was thrown at Bovino as well. Again, agents warned that these rioters were not getting back, told them to get back. That's when they had to take measures. Again, the judge probably has never done crowd control. That's not her role. So that's when the tear gas came out to keep people safe. How many more warnings are they expected to give?
You heard him say, get back. They're surrounded. Now listen just real quick. 7 Eyewitness News, ABC, Chicago. A man, this is from that incident, a man with a knife appearing to slash at an official vehicle, an object that is a rock thrown toward Bovino and the other agents. She said their audible warnings weren't enough. They're way outnumbered by the crowd. Folks, this is going to explode, and that's what the Democrats want. They are trying to recreate the summer of love on steroids. They need a kill on video. So they're taking away non-lethal means, forcing agents like Bovino, when they are surrounded and outnumbered, which they always are. I mean, these are terrifying. I'd be terrified if I was in this situation with this crowd and you could barely hold them back. They're going to have to pull. They're going to have to use a bullet at some point. That's what the Democrats want, folks. This is going to explode. It's only a matter of time. Folks, remember Lance Twiggs? Transgender lover, transgender partner and furry of Tyler Robinson, both into pedophilia, AI generated. Lance Twiggs, the man accused, partner of the man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk, has seemingly vanished, the New York Post reports. Hadn't been seen in 6 weeks. The known love nest of the two, $1,800 a month. That's a kind of high rent for two people who weren't, you know, working. Weird, right? Mail stacking up. Door notes ignored. Car's gone. Where is he? Twiggs was supposedly, we were told, chatting with feds after those post-confession texts where he pretends not to know this was going to happen because he did. But the official record is he didn't. And that Tyler Robinson, the killer, texted him, oh, I have killed Charlie Kirk. No way. Yeah, okay. He's gone. They can't find him. You know why that's interesting? Remember the things that surrounded this. Cash Patel came out, UK Daily Mail broke the story, and said, we have not ruled out participation or knowledge by others around Tyler Robinson or others still unnamed. He said at least 7 people were under investigation. We've never heard a thing about it since. And I'm sure they're still looking into it. This is getting weird, folks. And when you put this with 3 separate things, remember this. Remember there was a transgender artist who lived in the surrounding Utah community who cut that rap song the month before Charlie Kirk's killing. Charlie Kirk dead at 31. Eerie, right? Because that was literally the exact headline that broke announcing his death. Once, you know, remember, people weren't sure if he died or not or what the status was. That was literally the headline. Eerie, right? All the chatter about Charlie Kirk's impending death among the trans community on those boards, that local boards. Now Lance is gone. A guy, by the way, whose own family admitted he was evil in the UK Daily Mail and that he had been ostracized from them because they believed he was demonic or was demonically influenced. That was two sources from within his own family. He's gone now. Twiggs has kept a low profile. By the way, remember who showed up, because these two had deep connections to pedophilia on Discord. Not actual pedophilia, but AI generated. Remember, it was a pedophile who ultimately showed up, slowed him down at the scene, said, yeah, I did it. I did the shooting. Here, arrest me. Remember that old guy? Had kiddie porn all over his phone. How did a pedophile know to be there? He's the wrong age. I mean, this stinks to high heaven. And now this guy is gone. Nobody has seen him. Like, since before the assassination. This is some. There's more to this story, folks. This is going to be fascinating when we get it all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.